The science of climate change points the finger of blame at gases released into the atmosphere. That's what's heating the globe, we're told. Well, how much does the Isle of Man, you and I, our families, release annually? It depends on whether we have a cold or mild winter. Cold winters, well, we burn more fuel to keep warm. But it's around 830,000 tonnes a year going up there into the air. If the science of climate change is correct, we have to try and retrieve as much of that as we can. It is possible by carbon capture, though it's early days for the technology. Let me give you some terms. A direct carbon capture, now that sucks the gas out from the ambient air, from perhaps being next to a cement factory, it's a major producer of greenhouse gases, or a biomass power plant. CCS is carbon capture and storage. Now that involves taking the gas and putting it somewhere where it can't get back into the atmosphere, normally an underground geological formation. But again, this is relatively new technology and is still being worked on. However, something we do have on, or rather in this island, are underground mines. The US National Energy Technology Laboratory says that North America has enough storage capacity for more than 900 years' worth of carbon dioxide at current production rates. But underground storage isn't fail-safe. Professor Curran, in his report, sees the Isle of Man as a possible testbed opportunity for the industry to trial the technology with a relatively small and import-dependent liquid fuel industry, particularly since technology to decarbonise HGVs, heavy goods vehicles, marine and agricultural industries are not yet available. His report goes on to say over a third of the island's emissions come from the burning of fossil fuels and heating appliances. There's no reason why alternatives to fossil fuels such as heat pumps and solar thermal devices shouldn't be used to provide heating in all new build properties, he says.